broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com on your radio. And we talked about the Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen, as we do weekly on your radio. Brian did a phenomenal job. We talked about, quote, Russia disruption. I guess fuels. Nickel's 90% spike. The metal nickel is out of control, folks. London Metals Exchange has to suspend nickel trading because why? The cost or the price skyrockets. It's used in semiconductors and in car batteries and all kind of things, ladies and gentlemen. Nickel's a precious reality check for us all, I'll tell you that right now. And Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday directing the federal government to literally start to regulate cryptocurrencies. Yeah, they want to come up with a plan to regulate cryptocurrencies, folks, recognizing their popularity and their potential to destabilize what they call traditional finance. What is traditional finance? Is it constitutional currency, gold and silver, or is it fake money that your government put in place to betray us all, huh? In January, by the way, the Federal Reserve announced that it would seek public comment on whether they should create a digitally or a fully digital dollar. Last month, the Justice Department also put in place, they announced its, quote, first director of the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, Eun Young Choi, who will be charged with prosecuting criminal cases related to the use of cryptocurrency and digital assets. Anticipation of a, quote, regulatory crackdown, along with rules require tougher scrutiny of digital transactions. Yeah, it was all tucked into Biden's huge trillion-dollar, what do they call this thing? Infrastructure bill. Yeah. So those abuses by Biden now has got the, quote, cryptocurrencies lobbying Washington for favor, right? Colorado County clerk accused of tampering with voting machines. Well, she was the one that said they committed vote fraud, and so she was trying to get the machines to get the truth, and that now they turn the tables on her. Shame on them. Also, they tell you there's no vote fraud, but the problem is Texas election official. Her name is Isabel Longmoria or whatever it is, to resign after thousands of uncounted ballots, over 10,000 of them. Wow, that was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we talked about the New York court dismisses Smearmatics, $2.7 billion lawsuit against Sidney Powell. Yeah, the judge dismissed all claims against Sidney Powell and Fox host Jeanine Pirro, claiming, well, they had no jurisdiction over Ms. Powell. Wow. But the mainstream press manipulates it and talks about the case going forward with Giuliani and others. But buried in the story is kind of like this idea that, oh, Sidney and Jeanine got off the hook. But yet they're moving forward with the case. So it's all manipulated in the mainstream press. But the truth is, the reason, in my view, they let Sidney go is because they know if she gets in court, she'll bring so much out. They don't want that transparency. They don't want that accountability. So they buried it, let her go in an effort to shut down the case. It's good that the claims are dismissed, but it's kind of like the Ammon Bundy case. I'm glad that Ammon's free. But, man, I sure wish we could get to the bottom of some of these cases. But whenever they dismiss them, then they can bottle up all the information, and we can't drag out how evil government bureaucrats are. Because how do you discover when the case is dismissed, right? We also had a guest on, Nan Su, doing a phenomenal job. He's a senior China writer, China and Asia writer, I guess you would call it, for theepictimes.com. Nan Su doing a phenomenal job. We had a discussion about China's goals in regard to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Beijing cannot wait for escalation. of the Ukraine-Russia crisis, because China will be waiting in the wings to make friends with Russia, to back and support Russia. Instead of the United States having a great relationship with Russia, now it'll be the Communist Nation of China expanding their imperialism, if you will. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has strategically positioned itself to take advantage from the current tensions here. Yeah, it'll push Russia or Vladimir Putin into the Chinese expansion plan. Beijing is pursuing its 2049 initiative, which is an aggressive plan to have global dominance by the year 2049. Yeah, they want that done by the 100th year of the founding of the Communist Nation of China. You say, wait a minute, it's been around for longer than 100 years. I know, but in its current designated communist form, right? Anyway, there you have that. 2 hours of riveting radio. It's still available online, libertyroundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, tell your neighbor, share the love, and donate liberally, will you please? All right, without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got Chris Carlson with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
All right, we've got so many different topics to discuss today, but they're kind of along the same lines. The first one is this incredible report from Ben Swan. Now, Ben Swan has been a good, dear friend for a long time. His company is Truth in Media, but he's now with Sovereign News, if you will. And it's called Truth About U.S.-Funded Biolabs in Ukraine. Now, here's the deal. In the beginning, they told us, ladies and gentlemen, that this wasn't real, that we didn't have any government U.S.-funded labs in the Ukraine. And we said, yes, it's true. And your mainstream press said, no, it's not true. What a conspiracy theory. La-di-da-di. Okay. Well, the bottom line is now they got caught, ladies and gentlemen. Your government got caught lying through their teeth. And your mainstream media in bed with the government got caught lying through their teeth. And now, once again, the truth shall make us free. Here's Ben Swan. There's some commercials in this that I didn't have time to take out, but we love Ben, so it's okay. But listen to this report, ladies and gentlemen. If we get to the break, we'll pause it and continue on the other side. Cameron?
All right, so here we go. The Ukraine biolab story. Is it true? Well, now you know it absolutely is true, thanks to Victoria Nuland spilling her guts under oath.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
Okay, so now we know that at least 30 Ukraine biolabs existed when the media told us just a few days ago that none existed at all. So what was in those labs? That's what we're looking into today. I'm Ben Swan. This is Truth in Media. Hey guys, welcome to the show. We have so much to get to today. So we had actually begun recording an episode about this biolab story a few days ago, researching it, putting it together, and then the narrative completely flipped. It went from a debunked so-called conspiracy theory, of which there was no truth, to being proven to be completely true. And now what we're watching is the scramble to hide information, delete old web pages, remove information. And of course, those so-called journalists out there who are now working double time to try to cover up what was actually going on in Ukraine. We have so much information to get to in just a minute. Before we do, a shout out to our partner for this episode, FinestKnown.com. Finest Known offers exquisite rare coins, ancient coinage, shipwrecked treasure, currency, documents, art, and artifacts of historical significance. If you're looking for a place to purchase gold or gold products with real value, you need to check out Finest Known. And if you're looking to purchase goldbacks, another of our partners, Finest Known is the best source to purchase them from. Check them out today, findestknown.com. Okay, so back to this story. What an incredible story it is. Just a few days ago, we had already seen all of these so-called fact checkers, USA Today, PolitiFact, and others, trying to debunk this theory that Ukraine has US-funded biolabs. It's a lie. It's Russian disinformation, they said. In fact, Twitter had already begun to suspend accounts of those asking questions about these biolabs that the platform deemed incorrect. Not only was it, by the way, media making these claims, but our own Department of Defense and the Pentagon has insisted that this story is not true. Listen to this.
It's classic Russian propaganda. And I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't give it a drop of ink worth paying attention to.
So if the Pentagon's saying it's not true, what is true here? Well, the Russian Ministry of Defense claims that it is true. In fact, they claim that they actually have taken some of these labs with pathogens inside of them. I'm going to read to you what the Russian Ministry of Defense has said now that we know that Victoria Nuland admits that these labs are very real.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's absolutely true. Up to 30 labs in the Ukraine, funded by the Ukraine and the U.S. now, having these bogus claims. They say, oh, I guess we do have labs. But don't worry, the desire of these labs is to prevent bioweapons, they claim. Wow. All right, quick pause. Back in a second, we'll continue this incredible report from Ben Swan. And then with Chris Carlson, we got a ton of incredible stuff. Hang tight. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. Vote Bundy.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there are absolutely U.S. labs in the Ukraine. Now, they lied about it, said there wasn't any labs. Now they come back and say, well, there's labs, but don't worry. We're trying to seek to prevent biological weapons, not create them or experiment with them. Well, now they're saying, well, wait a minute, the Russian forces might get a hold of this. We're working with the Ukrainians to try to make sure nothing falls into the hands of the Russians. At first, the U.S. dismissed the claims, calling us all conspiracy nuts, but now the facts are on the table, and the government in bed with the mainstream media got caught lying once again. Details from Ben Swan continue now.
Quote, we have received documentation from employees of Ukrainian biological laboratories regarding the emergency destruction on February 24th of especially dangerous pathogens of plague, anthrax, tularemia, cholera, and other deadly diseases, according to the Russian Ministry of Defense spokesperson. In the course of the special military operation, evidence of the Kyiv regime's hasty measures to conceal any traces of the military biological program financed by the U.S. Department of Defense in Ukraine has been revealed. Now, the latest claim that's being made is, oh yes, what we were actually doing with the BTRP was we were trying to eliminate biological weapons that were in Ukraine, and this is part of the U.S.'s effort to help fund the destruction of pathogens.
Those are Soviet-era biolabs that the U.S. has been engaged since 2005 in trying to help Ukraine convert the research facilities safely. In Uzbekistan, for instance, the United States eliminated nearly 12 tons of weaponized anthrax from an island in the Aral Sea in 2001. Here's a statement from the Pentagon. Quote, on a daily basis, Russia propagates either directly through state-run media outlets or through the use of surrogates, disinformation aimed at BTRPs, the U.S. Biothreat Reduction Program's laboratory, and capacity-building efforts in former Soviet Union countries.
Here's the problem. The problem is because in 2010, there was an article written about the new Level 3 biolab being developed under the Obama administration. And take a look at exactly what the pathogens were going to be that were studied at this Level 3 biolab. U.S. Senator Dick Lugar applauded the opening of the Interim Central Reference Laboratory in Odessa, Ukraine this week, announcing that it will be instrumental in researching dangerous pathogens used by bioterrorists. The Level 3 Biosafety Lab, which is the first built under the expanded authority of the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, will be used to study anthrax, tularemia, and Q fever, as well as other dangerous pathogens. That story goes back again to 2010. We also know that as recently as 2019, that the Ukrainian officials have been touting the fact that they have this biological program specifically focused on studying diseases and biological warfare. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine has published information on the Biological Threat Reduction Program, which has a section called Laboratory Construction. This section states, BTRP has upgraded many laboratories for the Ministry of Health and the State Food Safety and Consumer Protection Service of Ukraine, reaching biosafety level 2. In 2019, the BTRP constructed two laboratories for the latter, one in Kyiv and one in Odessa. Here's the problem with that claim, is that in the last 24 to 48 hours, there has been a mad rush to delete old web pages that show what this program was actually about. In fact, as you can see from these screenshots, a lot of the information about what the U.S. was funding in Ukraine in these biolabs now leads to dead links. These pages have been removed. In the name of transparency, in the name of clarity, why would you do that? Why would you delete and remove this information unless you continue to lie about what was actually being funded in Ukraine? Guys, this is a huge story on so many levels. And the biggest reason for that is because it begins to show evidence of the fact that Ukraine was involved in at least 30 bioweapons labs that were funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, just like we funded in Wuhan. This story doesn't need to be swept under the rug. We need answers right now at this very moment, not to wait 6 months or wait a year for the truth to come out. We need to know exactly what the U.S. was doing, what the U.S. was funding, and why we were funding it. And we need to know it today. And if we don't, not one single lawmaker who is in office right now should be returned to that seat, regardless of party. They should not be returned to their seats if they refuse to demand answers to this question immediately.
Amen to guys, that. Thank you so much. There you have it. Chris Carlson, straight to you. Damning reports. Government and media in bed together again, lying through their teeth, getting caught at every turn. Chris.
Yeah, but just like an abusive husband, Sam, we continually go back to our government and hope and pray and trust that they will do the right thing when over a period of, in my case, in your case, almost 50 years, we've been seeing them do the wrong thing. The American people apparently have not learned yet, Sam. We give them all of this authority. We give them secrecy. They classify things under the veil of national security. And they do this. And we haven't even talked about the cost to the American taxpayer of these level 3 biosafety labs. I mean, that's not even in the discussion yet. Yet, to me, that's an additional concern, besides the potential for harm that anthrax and the plague and all of these other dangerous concoctions that they literally create in these labs pose to the people that they're exposed to. So I'll tell you this. We've really let our government go amok. And I'll use an analogy. I saw this superhero movie the other day, Sam. Don't ask me why. I guess it was for oppositional research. And so they're supposed to be the protagonist and the antagonist. And I'll be honest with you, Sam, at certain points in the movie, I could not tell the difference between the protagonist and the antagonist. The superhero that was supposed to be protecting the people and the bad guy that was supposed to be harming the people, because the lines have become so blurred.
Yes, the lines have become incredibly blurred. And one point Ben Swan made that I want to finish up on with that story, he says, hey, you know what? Every single politician that doesn't demand answers and accountability on this needs to be let go next election cycle. Amen to that reality check. But you know what? In the World Affairs brief from Joel Skousen, March 4th, 2022, so just recently, a week and a half ago or whatever, he talks about most of the worst politicians, and he explains some principles that I think we really need to get our arms around. Chris?
Yeah, the principle is the goings-on now in the Ukrainian area of the world have led some people to make some false conclusions. A lot of conservatives, because of things that have transpired during the Trump administration, have actually begun to warm up to tyrannical dictators like Vladimir Putin. And he says that is a big mistake that we are making if we're in that camp. A lot of people, you know, consider him the bloodthirsty tyrant that he really is. And I think now the media is actually reporting that. That's one of the rare moments in history, Sam, recent history, where the media is actually telling the truth. Because here's what Joel Skousen says about Putin not being our friend. He says, sadly, many on the right are so intense about attacking neocons and globalists that they mistakenly think Putin is their friend. They don't realize that Putin is fighting Western globalism because he's intending to replace them with his own Russian form of New World Order control, not liberty. And don't be deceived by Putin's playing up to Orthodox Christians in Russia, building new churches and feigning Christian devotion in order to gain favor with religious Russians. He's no more a Christian than Bill Clinton or Barack Obama. And then he adds, no one gets to be a KGB colonel who is a sincere Christian. Both Putin and globalist leaders are masters of deceit. And I agree. I agree. And I would like to add something about human nature and why people tend to gravitate towards either one side or the other when we're given false choices. And Putin is a false choice, by the way. I say when we fear the threat of war, human nature is such that we tend to trust in things that are clear and present. If our relationship with God is weak, we may be tempted to place our hopes elsewhere. If in our search for security we find something that is not pro-God, but nevertheless appears to be anti-evil, we may rationalize in our minds that it must be, in some roundabout way, good and of God. We then, in our desperation, wander from our sound principles, looking to cling to something that closely approximates our idea of safety, even if it is clearly devoid of godly principles, and cling to it for hope. This, my friend, is a violation of the first two commandments. And then I read the first two commandments, which is, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and then thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And then there's more to it, but I won't read the entire biblical quote.
The bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, is Russia and China are literally mortal enemies, ladies and gentlemen. You got to look past this kind of Russia-Ukraine battle here, and you got to understand that look at the bigger picture on this thing, okay? The building of massive armaments and weapons of mass destruction, especially nuclear, these are not defensive weapons, ladies and gentlemen. Nor are they for defensive purposes. Understand, they're both intending to strike the U.S. when they are strong enough and ready. The average politician participates, and we'll tell you how in seconds.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is warning a new Russian propaganda campaign claims the United States was building outlawed weapons in Ukraine. Without offering any proof, Russia has convened the United Nations Friday morning to discuss their findings with the world body. U.S. officials discount the claim, saying that this is a pretext for Putin to use biological or chemical weapons in his invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable. And, you know, in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
The United States, together with the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union, will announce Friday Russia's most favored nation status will be revoked over its invasion of Ukraine. The announcement is expected at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. The White House said Biden will also announce actions to continue to hold Russia accountable for its unprovoked and unjustified war on Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Let's get an update to the truckers' protest that happened in Canada last month. Katie Lewis reports.
Ottawa police say they're investigating a small number of officers who may have supported the Freedom Convoy trucker protests in the Canadian capital last month. According to the CBC, a data breach last month identified thousands of people who donated to the Freedom Convoy through the crowdfunding platform GiveSendGo. The CBC also reports that both Toronto and Ontario police launched internal investigations into officers who may have donated to the movement.
A January 6th defendant's case is dismissed.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen nailing it. Literally saying, hey, Putin is not our friend. Russia and China are mortal enemies, ladies and gentlemen. They're building weapons of mass destruction with the money that we give them. Okay? Putin feigns to be a Christian, but look, you don't end up being a member of the KGB if you've got hardcore Christian family-like leanings. That just doesn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. But our own politicians are just as complicit, just as abusive, just as deceptive, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Skousen details this in his World Affairs Brief March 4th, Chris.
Yeah, so again, credit to Joel Skousen for doing this deep research that 99% of journalists are not doing nowadays. He says most of the worst politicians are not communists, but globalists, Sam, who are using communists to break down America so they can come in with their more deceptive form of socialism as a quote-unquote solution. Their false solutions will be to still talk up freedom and rights, but push for overwhelming regulations in what is called Fabian socialism. You own it, but we control it. And here's the thing, Sam. And once they be, and the whole objective is to get us under this huge globalist umbrella. And once they can, things like the right to free speech, the right to practice our conscience, our freedom of religion, the right to freedom of the press, all of these things then can go away much easier because we're no longer under the protection of constitutional government. So it's kind of a backdoor way of destroying the Constitution that only we as Americans with our Bill of Rights are able to enjoy nowadays, and they've got to eliminate that. They've got to put that behind us so that they can continue to further enslave us under this globalist government. And Putin, as Joel Skousen and I read earlier, he's just as much of a globalist as we think America or China is trying to become. He's not going to be our savior. The only savior in this world is Jesus Christ. And, you know, when we trust in these national leaders like Donald Trump, like Xi Jinping, or like Putin, who seems to be fighting against the globalists in the Ukraine, he's not. He's just trying to gain ascendancy. And let me give you an analogy. It's like a football team. So on a football team, Sam, you've got three or four quarterbacks who are vying for the starting position. Now, that competition to become the starting quarterback may be very fierce and competitive. But, you know, once the coach has decided upon the best quarterback to assume that position, the coach wins. In the case of global government, the coach is actually the great deceiver, Satan. And he doesn't care who gains ascendancy. As long as is that individual, whether that be Russia, whether that be China, or the Anglo-American globalist establishment, he doesn't care which one gains ascendancy, as long as they are the best man or, you know, group of men for the job. And that's what we need to look at. We need to shift that paradigm to realize that these three axes of attempted global domination are just as evil as any other. And we can't take sides on this issue. The side that we need to take is the side of God and Jesus Christ, Sam.
And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand the fall of the Soviet Union was also a carefully crafted deception, ladies and gentlemen. All this is deception, setting up these leaders as heroes, as Christians, as they're interested in your God-given inalienable rights, that they respect your liberty and your agency. And all this is a crafty deception, whether it be Russia, whether it be China, no matter what country it is, whether it's the United States vying for supremacy or hegemony in this case or whatever. Look, these people are not our friends. Even our own politicians are selling us out for all this, ladies and gentlemen. But understand, the fall of the Soviet Union was carefully crafted as a deception. They left all the leaders in place and everything else. We didn't have the fall of the Soviet Union. That's a big old lie too, Chris.
Yeah, and he cites many examples. For example, in East Germany, or East Berlin, you had Erich Honecker, who was the ruler. He had complete and total control over the Stasi. The Stasi was the state police. Yet he gave orders to the he was given orders to give orders to the Stasi to stand down. So the protesters were able to prevail in East Berlin. And then he gives a bunch of other examples about, you know, the fact that, you know, men and women who hold power do never in history, this is against human nature, never do they voluntarily give up that power unless they are forced to. And then he talks about in the Soviet Union how the state, the KGB and the GRU, the military intelligence, they just mysteriously in 1989, they refused to resist protesters. And then Mikhail Gorbachev mysteriously fled from his position of power. And he goes on, I don't want to go too far in detail, but then he compares that to the fake fall of Viktor Yanukovych in the Ukraine, which happened in 2014 under the Maidan Revolution. He talks about the Berkut, which is the state police, or the like the secret service of the president. And Viktor Yanukovych mysteriously, on the night that he was overthrown, mysteriously the Berkut did not leave their barracks, Sam. And he points that out, and he says, why would that be the case? I mean, they were the top echelon of security in the capital of the Ukraine at that time. Yet on the night that Yanukovych was overthrown, the Berkut were nowhere to be found. And as a result, the protesters, the pro-freedom, the pro-Western protesters were able to prevail. And he just says, why did no other news outlet report that? And we were all deceived by that.
Well, and as you look at the Ben Swan reports too, because, hey, all these governments are in bed together. Communism is their abuse, but it's only the beginning. They have globalism, which is much more deceptive. And I'm not sure whether I agree that it's Fabian socialism, like Joel Skousen says, or if it's more fascism, you own it, we control it, kind of a thing. But it's a mixture of all these isms that deny freedom and liberty and agency. They shut down the free markets and control of, or in favor of government control and media manipulation, et cetera. When you look at the fall of the Soviet Union and the dishonesty there, because it didn't really fall. When you look at these leaders that were putting up as strong men, as good men, as righteous leaders that are looking out for our best interests, you're all being deceived. I remind you, thou shalt have no other gods before me, says the real God. Don't sell your birthright for a bowl of pottage, ladies and gentlemen. Remember who we are. We're children of God, and the Constitution is the ultimate blueprint for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that, right? Whatsoever is more or less than this cometh of evil. That's a scripture from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Doctrine and Covenants, 98, verse 7. But this is really related, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, because we put our trust in men rather than in God. And we don't put our trust in principles. We put our trust in parties and in movements. And that's what gets us in trouble. Because we have to realize... the enemy of our enemy is not necessarily our friend. Throughout history, throughout biblical history, we've seen where when the Israelites were wicked, other wicked countries would come in and they would dominate them and they would take away their freedoms. And in those cases, God was punishing Israel because Israel, with their superior knowledge of God and of his principles, should have known better. So the wicked always punish the wicked. And we need to make sure that, you know, it's not clear cut that one side is good and then the other side is necessarily evil. Sometimes evil fights itself. You know, it's evil against evil. Just like the analogy that I used of the starting quarterbacks vying for a starting position. You know, if the whole team is evil, then you need to get on a different team. And we need to assert our constitutional rights. God gave us our Constitution to give us an instruction manual for peaceful, prosperous, and free society. And if we don't take advantage of that, you know, even though we may be feel like we're alone in our endeavor to try to restore constitutional principles, we need to still fight because God will ultimately prevail, Sam. And that's the thing we need to understand. We're going to go through rough patches. We may be falsely accused. We may be falsely imprisoned. We may we may even lose our lives in the fight for liberty, but in the end, it'll all be worth it because we will have found ourselves on the right side of history, and we will be saved in the kingdom of God. And that's what it comes down to. you know, just basically realizing that in this world, we may not find peace. You know, we may find that we have to fight for our very existence and maybe even lose that.
Well, we could find peace if we'd repent and turn to God Almighty, but as a nation, we're certainly not doing that. But you know what? Selling your birthright for a bowl of pottage kind of reminds me of the Aesop's fables when it comes to our leaders, Chris.
I was just going there. In Aesop's fable, Sam, the fox and the grapes. I don't know if your audience recognizes the name of that fable. It's one of my favorite. So the fox tries and tries and tries to reach a cluster of grapes that is just barely out of his reach. And then we'll continue that on the other side of the break.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Chris Carlson is with me. We're talking about the fall of the Soviet Union was carefully contrived. It was a carefully crafted deception, ladies and gentlemen, and so are these strongmen put up as leaders to save us. Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, all of them, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and let's not sell our birthright for a bowl of pottage, ladies and gentlemen. Aesop's fable, The Fox and the Grapes, comes to mind. Just a quick note, though. Does anybody know who Aesop really was? Scholars debated if it was a real character or just an anecdotal reality. Some say he was from Africa. Some say no, Ethiopian. The debate rages of who Aesop really was. Nevertheless, the analogies, the anecdotes, the, well, let's say this, thought-provoking, to say the least. The Fox and the Grapes, Chris.
So the fox and the grapes, the fox jumps and jumps and jumps up to try to reach this cluster of grapes, Sam, and finally he determines that he just can't get them. So instead of saying, you know, they're probably delicious and I wish I could get them, but, you know, maybe better luck next time, he rationalizes in his mind that they're probably sour. So he doesn't want them anyway, right? And then I go on to say, Sam, I think that we do the same thing with our national leaders. We cannot elect the ones who really have our best interests at heart. We rationalize then that the ones that we do get are really the best ones for the job. And I think Donald Trump was a classic example of that. Now, Vladimir Putin, although not our leader, has been made out to be this anti-globalist savior for some who have been forced to lower their expectations to the point that they can accept such a counterfeit. Then when they fail us, we further rationalize our misfortune by saying that nobody is perfect. Have you ever heard people say that about Trump, Sam? Nobody is perfect. And then here's what I have to say, because this is a very important point that I want your audience to get, Sam. Although the statement, quote, nobody is perfect is true, we fail to realize that there is a huge difference between leaders who love those who they lead and those who are just good salesmen who are leading us down the primrose path to destruction. There's a huge difference, and we need, as Christians especially, Sam, we need to be able to make that distinction, and I don't think we've done a very good job, at least for the time that I've been alive, the last 50 years. And, you know, and the Savior knew that his sheep would be easily deceived, because one of the great Achilles' heels or weaknesses of Christians, Sam, is that we tend to trust people. We think people are like we are. You know, they're nice, and they have our best interests at heart. No, they're not. They are tares. You know, we are the wheat and they are the tares, and we need to make sure that we don't become deceived. That's why the Savior said in John 10:16, Sam, and you've quoted this extensively, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." And we've done a pretty good job at being as harmless as doves, unfortunately, but we have not done a good job as Christians at being as wise as serpents. And we need
and the Christians may be harmless as doves, but our nation has been a provocateur, a war provocateur forever. The military-industrial complex and the unjust wars we've been engaging in as we manipulate nations and nation build and take over nations and put in puppet leaders and everything else. So Christians might be harmless as doves, but they're not wise as serpents, that's for sure. But the nation is not harmless as doves. The nation is basically promoting this unjust, evil war, not to mention abortion and everything else under the sun. I digress if I'm not very careful, but I want to highlight that reality, ladies and gentlemen. The Savior Jesus Christ set forth the standard of how we should behave. But you know what? Oftentimes we get A, B, C, D, we get all these choices. Oftentimes none of the choices make any sense, Chris.
Yep. And that's the analogy that I'm going to use. If you were given a multiple choice test that had no correct answers, would you mark the answer that came closest to the right one? What if it was really a test where the teacher expected you to write out, you know, like a written answer, the correct answer in the space below the false answers, and the false answers were just merely a test to see how confident you were in your ability to answer the question accurately? Therefore, and then I use a quote from God in connection with the Constitution, because the Constitution is the answer in almost every case, where we have national crises, where the Constitution has the answer embedded in it. Therefore, I, the Lord, justify you and your brethren of my church in befriending that law which is the constitutional law of the land, and as pertaining to the law of man, whatsoever is more or less than this cometh of evil. And that's one of the major points that I would like to drive home to your audience, Sam. We have the Constitution. It is inspired of God. It is an instruction manual to peaceful, prosperous, and free society if we would just abide by it. It's there. It's an open book test. And even though the majority of the people are not abiding by it today, it does not mean we need to abandon it and, you know, just relegate ourselves to what we have. We don't. When we do so, we lower our standards below those that Heavenly Father would have us abide by. And I think we sell our heritage for a bowl of pottage, like you just said. We need to realize that sometimes the multiple choice tests that we're given do not have within the test the correct answers. So we need to write them in ourselves.
And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the best answers, as you well know, are none of the above. In this case, though, none of the above really is not on the list from what our globalist leaders give us. But I would submit to you that none of the above equates to the Constitution, a heavenly banner. That's a title of a speech that was given by Ezra Taft Benson and eventually turned into a book that he wrote called The Constitution, a Heavenly Banner, highlighting the realities of the difficulty we face, but where the answers really lie, Chris.
The answers really lie in the Constitution. It is the Word of God. And like I said, it was given as a gift to us. And our national leaders put their arm to the square and they swear before God to abide by that Constitution under which they are obligated to operate, you know, in our behalves. And they immediately go about and violate that oath. I mean, the first time they vote is usually a violation of that oath when you consider people like Mitt Romney. And even I know this is going to ruffle some people's feathers, even to a degree, Mike Lee, our illustrious senator here from the state of Utah, makes a mistake. You know, his record is not 100%. But, you know, in other states, your senator, your congressman, I'm guessing are about around 50% as far as their vote is concerned.
Well, and that's for the better ones. Most of them are even way worse than that, really.
Validity. That's good. Yes. Yeah. And it's, I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, anybody can but in the Constitution, the Heavenly Banner, it highlights this reality that I think we need to really get to, ladies and gentlemen. Unless we as citizens of this nation forsake our sins, political and otherwise, and return to the fundamental principles of Christianity and of constitutional government, we will lose our political liberties. We will lose our free institutions. And will stand in jeopardy before God of losing our exaltation. There's a book called This Nation Shall Endure. It says this on page 43. Again, another book written by Ezra Taft Benson. This guy really nails it, Chris.
Yeah, and that's a pretty bold statement. You think about it, you know, unless we forsake our sins, political and otherwise, you know, we can sin politically. And we've talked about this, Sam, and this is a real thing. You know, if we uphold wicked rulers and the result of our having voted for those wicked rulers results in innocent men, women, and children dying, don't you think the consequences of such a choice should be pretty serious? And in the eyes of Heavenly Father, I think those choices are very serious, and they should be taken seriously by the electorate. Because in a republic, as I have often pointed out, and as you have often pointed out, Sam, in a republic, the individual citizen participates in the election process and basically has a dog in the fight, you know, skin in the game, as it were. And we will be held personally accountable for those choices, inasmuch as the consequences of those choices are very sobering, like when they result in the death of innocent children in the case of abortion. So, yes, and I do believe that we will be held accountable for those choices when we stand before the judgment bar of God, Sam, because they are very serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have work to do, and the answers lie in the supreme law of our land, ladies and gentlemen. The Constitution is a heavenly banner. This nation shall endure, but it's going to require we, the citizens, to repent and turn to God Almighty and embrace the principles that really allow freedom to prosper. And right now, we're doing just the opposite in America, Chris.
Yep, and I get a lot of heat, Sam, from people that say, well, you vote for people that never have a chance of getting into office. And I know that. But you know what? I think there's something more important than whether or not the people that I vote for get into office. I think it's important that I make a stand for constitutional principles, which are heavenly principles, as hopefully we've been able to point out today. They are heavenly principles. They are divine principles. They're God's laws. In fact, so much that an individual by the name of J. Reuben Clark, who was a former Undersecretary of State in our national government, he made this statement concerning the document that we call the Constitution. The great essentials of that document, the Constitution of the United States, which God himself inspired, is the law of Zion. Zion is basically the Americas, and I know that may be a little foreign to some Christians out there, and I apologize, but basically what he's saying is America will be set up as a Zionist type society. In other words, you know, the New Jerusalem will be established here, and God's presence and Jesus Christ's presence will eventually be here.
Be careful so we don't open a can of worms, though. The Zionist Jews and the Zionist Israel efforts that are going on today, the anti-government evil deep state agenda, is not the same discussion at all, ladies and gentlemen. So don't be deceived by the word Zion. We're talking about peace in the hearts and minds of people as they turn to their God. And so it's totally different than the Zionist movement that we know around the world today. Complete contrast. God has his plans. That's the real Zion. Satan perverts it. That's the Zion you see in the world today, Chris.
Yes, sorry about that. I should have made that clarification. Thanks for making that for us. So when we begin to tamper with the Constitution, J. Reuben Clark continues, we begin to tamper with the law of Zion, which God himself set up. And no one may trifle with the word of God with impunity. And there are consequences to trifling with those principles, Sam, and we're doing it as a Christian nation. I see that. I sit here, and I 20 years ago, Sam, we've discussed this. I was guilty of the same thing. I bought into this notion that if you didn't vote for a Republican or Democrat, you were throwing away your vote. I no longer believe that. That is blasphemy in my mind.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're flat out of time. Final words, yours, Chris.
Yes, sir. Without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for constitutional principles is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare the Constitution is a heavenly banner. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. God save the Republic of the United States of America.